The Good Thief's Guide to Amsterdam by Chris Ewan. Narrated by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. I want you to steal something for me. It wasn't the first time I'd heard those words, though usually the person saying them liked to warm up to it first. Not the American, he got straight to the point, casual as you like. If I was a lesser writer, I'd tell you it set alarm bells ringing inside my head, or that a chill ran down my spine. In truth, it just made me listen a little harder. You've made a mistake, I told him. I'm a writer, not a burglar. Some writer. I've been following your work. You're good. I smiled. A hack, with a pricey education. Nothing more. Oh, sure, as a writer. But as a thief, now that's a different story. You've got talent, kid, and that ain't easy to find around here. Around here was Amsterdam. To be exact, around here was a dim-lit brown bar on a northern stretch of the Keizersgracht Canal, a 20-minute stroll or a 10-minute bicycle ride from my apartment. It was a cramped space, warmed more by the closeness of the walls than the fading embers in the fire across from our table. I'd been here before, though only in passing, and the name had meant nothing to me when the American suggested it as a meeting point. Now, here I was again. A glass of Dutch beer in front of me and a tricky proposition beyond that. The American had contacted me through my website. Most suspense writers have a website nowadays, and you can go there to find all kinds of information about me and my writing. There's a page for each of the burglar books I've written to date, and a news section with details of any readings I'm involved in, as well as some personal stuff my fans might care to know, such as where I happen to be living while I'm writing my latest novel. There's also a link that allows readers to email me.